1-800-875-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Beginning at verse 11, you're going to find these words. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, and that at times ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth, of Israel, and strangers from covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. This is the key verse to this text. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle walls of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Jesus makes the difference. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Jesus makes the difference. The book of Ephesians is a special book. The entire theme of the book of Ephesians is the living church. It is a book that reveals the love of God to the Gentiles. So you ought to be glad that the Lord unraveled this mystery, amen, in this book. Because every one of us in here are Gentiles. And the verses of scripture, praise God, that we've just read, praise God, are not any different, because it shows the love that God had for us. Someone told a story that there was once a man who wanted, praise God, membership to a various hunting club, and praise God, the members rejected him because they had heard of his reputation of being one who did not obey the rules of sportsmanship. But there was one outstanding community leader who was a member of this club, and he interceded on behalf of this man, and he promised club members that if you will allow him to become a member of the club, I will take full responsibility for him. And of course, this man was allowed in this club, but he was only allowed in this club based upon the character and the strength of this community leader. And in our text, Paul reminds the Gentiles that they had once sought admission into the kingdom of God. Praise God. And the sole reason for their admission was the character and the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, it was Jesus who made the difference in our lives. Somebody might be sitting out there saying, why does Jesus, praise God, makes the difference? I can give you three reasons that I can pull from this text. The very first reason why Jesus makes a difference is because outside of Jesus Christ, we are alienated. Need I tell anybody what an alien is? Amen. An alien, praise God, is someone who is foreign born, praise God, and they have not been naturalized into a country. So they are still considered an alien. In other words, they don't have a right to all of the rights and privileges of the country in which they are now standing. Praise God. So Paul reminds these Gentiles, praise God, as to what they used to be. Amen. Before they even learned of Jesus Christ. You see, there was a time when these Gentiles, praise God, were inferior to the Jews in their religious practices and privileges. Someone were to ask me, I'll say that their state was a state of desperate, and it was a godless state. And Paul reminded them that they were formerly not a part, praise God, of the people of God. And I look at that, I realize that Paul truly understood what Jesus was saying in the 15th chapter of Matthew. When this Canaanite lady came to him and asked him to heal her daughter. And if you go to the 15th chapter of Matthew, you'll find that when she asked him to heal her daughter, praise God, who was vexed with a demon, that Jesus did not say one word to her. Amen. And then his disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus, send her away. Praise God. They say, send her away. She bothers us. Praise God. And then Jesus had to remind his disciples. He said that I am only sent, praise God, to the lost house of the children of Israel. But you want to know something that I like about that lady? That lady didn't give up. Oh, that's not what I'm gonna preach about, y'all. I'm just trying to set the stage. Amen. She didn't give up. She went back. Amen. And she began to beg and said, Lord, help me. And Jesus said, praise God, I have not seen. But she went on and said, Lord, help me. And she said, and he said that, don't you know, praise God, that is not fit for me to give, praise God. In other words, it's not fit for me to cast what I have unto dogs. In other words, he called her a dog. They used to refer to Gentiles as dogs in those days. But guess what? Guess what this lady said? Amen. She said, that's all right, master. She said, but even the dog eats the crumbs that falleth from the master's table. And when Jesus saw that, he said, I have not seen that much faith anywhere, and told her to go on your way and praise God. And the Bible tells us that her daughter was healed the same hour. So I'm trying to say that Jesus, that Paul understood that, praise God. And he understood, and he tried to describe to the Gentiles where they were at one time. That was one time you were without God. Amen. If we look at verse 12, it gives us five qualifications, not qualifications, but it gives us five definite indication, praise God, that what the Gentiles were, praise God, before they met Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I just lay them out to you? Praise God. The first thing he said, that they were without Christ, meaning that they were separated. Amen. Secondly, they were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, meaning, praise God, that there was no way for them to get into the kingdom of heaven. He said that they were strangers from the covenant of promise. Not only that, he said they had no hope. In other words, there was no hope of salvation. Praise God. And he said they were without God in the world. I can tell you of a lot of places that I can think of that we could be right now. But praise God, but one of them is not in, praise God, that's not in the will or in the presence of God. Amen. Not having God in our life. Amen. I need you to turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor a question. Don't ask them a question. I want you to make this statement to your neighbor. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You better be glad that you are not outside of Christ. Now just in case. You don't have to say that. I'm going to tell you what to say. Just in case. Your neighbor is not saved. You say this to him. Say, now if you are outside, praise God, of Christ, please get inside today. Amen. You see, there's some benefit, praise God, for being inside of Christ. You see, those who are outside of Christ are strangers. Amen. And there's something about somebody who is a stranger and who is a foreigner. Amen. That means that we don't have the benefits or the promises that God has made. Somebody say, what are those promises? The Bible tells us there's over 30,000 promises that's in the Bible that he has made towards his people. Can I just give you a few of them? Praise God. He promised to make us the head and not the tail. Amen. That's a promise. Amen. So if you're inside Christ, he's letting you know that he's going to make you the head and not the tail. Praise God. He promised that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He promised, praise God, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. He promised, praise God, that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm talking about all of the promises that he gave us. Not only that, he promised, praise God, that in his Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he promised that I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. I'm talking about some promises. But if you are outside, you are alienated. Praise God, you don't have right to those promises.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We stopped off with Luke verse 45, and I'm going to read it again for you. And it says, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told. We're still talking about Mary.